Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating 10 neighborhood stores in the Puget Sound area with a new location, Green Lake Village, now open. Directions and more at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Oh my God, Nancy, I have no idea what we can talk about. I'm fresh out of ideas.
Oh, stop it, Stein. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
How married I am to certain pieces of dinnerware. Like certain eating implements that I liked. So, for instance, I cannot stand eating with a salad fork, you know, or a dessert fork, a small fork, even if I'm eating salad or dessert. So if I'm in a restaurant and I use my big fork, my dinner fork, they look at me like I've done something wrong and I want to say, hey, I don't like those little forks.
I use the same fork all the way through. I was in a restaurant one time and they bring me this refrigerated fork for the salad. And it's on this refrigerated plate and the waiter is going, it's one of these snoot joints. And he said, chilled fork, sir? I said, what did you say to me?
I like the idea of a chilled spoon, say, for my dessert. What do you eat your cereal with? The soup spoon or the little spoon?
Well, I use ceramic spoons for soup, and I use ceramic spoons for cereal. Actually, I use ceramic spoons straight across.
And when you say ceramic spoons, are you talking about the kind you would get in an Asian restaurant?
Yeah. I recommend this to everyone, especially for hot stuff. You know when you burn your mouth eating the hot soup?
Right.
It's not the soup that's burning your mouth. It's the metal spoon. This is true. If you use a ceramic spoon.
You said that because I'm looking at you with questions in my eyes?
Nancy gazes at Dick with a look of wild surmise. Yes, it's really true.
What about coffee cups?
Well, I have my favorite Busy Bee Bumblebee cup.
I'm sorry, what?
It's my little bumblebee cup. It's got a little bumblebee down in the bottom of the cup.
And how long have you been drinking out of that thing?
Long enough for that thing to be dreadfully chipped, but I will not give it up.
I like a mug. I know some people like a teacup. I like a sturdy mug. Mm-hmm. But I've gone from 20-plus years of using the heavy dinnerware mug, just this one specific one. And then now I have a really nice thin-lipped cup that I'm partial to. So I've gone through, in just the last several years, from this, using the same mug for 20 years to coming up with new ones. And the lip just gets thinner and thinner and thinner.
We're wearing it away.
Is that, no. I mean,
the lip
that I want to drink from. The lips of the mug are staying the same, Stein, unlike your chipped one.
Yeah. Well, my little Busy Bee cup is an espresso cup because I have a home espresso maker. Mm-hmm. But when I was drinking regular coffee, I liked a big, heavy mug, too. And I had a U.S. Navy coffee mug. They don't make them any sturdier than that.
That's exactly the kind of mug I'm talking about that I used for 20 years. Speaking of bees, my absolute favorite steak knives are the set of Léol Sabatier heavy-duty, feeling great in your hand steak knives that I bought years ago. The Sabatier knives are known for their handle, the bee.
Oh, well, the only set of steak knives I have, I won in a sales contest. It's a whole other story. Well, this stuff is fun, and we do become attached to objects in that way, especially when it comes to eating and drinking. So, listeners, why don't you send in some pictures of your favorite little security blanket eating and drinking utensils? We'd love to share, and I think everybody else would like to see them, too.
We'll post some pictures of my knives and their handsome bee.
And I'll have a picture of Mr. Busy Bee Coffee Cup, too, with KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Be all you can be.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.